Agricultural programs are made possible by Risk Management Commodities Incorporated in Lafayette, Indiana, Chalmers, Indiana, and Hudsonville, Illinois. Risk Management Commodities focuses on managing risk in today's complex and sophisticated commodities market. 866-837-9027.
Good Thursday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the Mid-Morning Commodity Market Report. Let's see how futures are currently trading. Hard red May wheat, 659.5 up 3. July, 660 up 3.5. Soft May wheat, 625 up now, 625.5 up 6.25. July, 628.75 up 6.5. March corn, 429 up 4. July, 444 up 3.5. January soybeans, 1317 down 7. July, 1280.5 down 6.5. January soybean meal, 438.40 down 280. January soybean oil, 3908 up 2. December live cattle, 131.27.5 up 32.5. January feeders, 166.45 up 40. February lean hogs are 86.57.5, and they are up 22.5. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Dan Zwicker, CGB Enterprises, and he is in Mandeville, Louisiana. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Dave.
Don't talk about soybean meal all that much technically on the air, but we did make new contract highs this week in January soybean meal. And it looks like we're just stair-stepping our way up higher and higher and higher.
Well, that's the driving force behind soybeans is very strong meal demand, both domestic and, you know, export demand is good. So that's the key driving force behind soybeans more so than soybean oil.
So can we make a case technically on the January chart for something around 464?
Well, I'm in the opinion that the whole soybean complex still has room to go higher. We're struggling a little bit here today due to, I think, an overbought technical condition and people a little heavy on the long soybean, short corn spread. And I think we're seeing some liquidation of that going into, you know, kind of winding down for the week before Christmas here and the end of the year. But fundamentally, the soybean market, at least at the moment, seems to be on pretty good footing to kind of give the upside a good try. Cold weather is always supportive to the soybean complex and soybean meal. And corn, and a lot of times seasonally, soybean meal will strengthen kind of as you go into the first 10 days or so of January.
So what will technicians target then?
Well, I don't have a meal chart right in front of me here, so I can't give you a number, or at least I can't find my chart. I got so many charts here, but my guess is that we're going to, you know, consolidate here for a little bit and then, you know, take the next leg up. Mm. And it would probably be worth, let's see here, I do have a meal chart here now. We'll probably want to try to go back. We, you know, when the December expired here, we had a high here about 475. We didn't quite, I don't think, fill that gap that was left when the January contract became lead month. So my guess is if we're going to give the upside a try, we would kind of go back to where the December contract kind of went off the board here, which would be up there in that 460 to 470 range.
Turn our attention to corn, which continues just the grind sideways.
Well, it's grinding sideways, but it does have an upward slant to it. When you look at the lead futures contract, which is the front month and December, you know, expired, and now March is the front month. We have been going sideways, like you said here, for the last 3 weeks or so. We kind of bounced off the double bottom formation of the 410 area. We had a 410 and three quarters low here on November 19th. We went down and made a 410 low here on December 2nd. We bounced off of that low. So far, we've had a lead futures high of 432, and the bottom end of this range here is about 420, and today we're at 28 and three quarters, I think. And that is slightly above the 50-day moving average. If corn, I think, could muster a good close above this 50-day moving average here today, I think it tees up then for a push on up through this 432, which was has been the high so far this month. But that was made by December futures before it expired. But that would be a new lead futures high for the rally out of the 410 low. And the target area that I think where there's a lot of stops at, buy stops in the market, is somewhere around 438. That is the October or early November high point, I think. Yes, the December, November 12th high. If you could punch that out between now and the end of the year, you would have an outside monthly reversal to the upside posted on the lead futures corn contract, which would be a strong indication that maybe the sloppiest balance sheet is behind us, and as we go forward, the supply-demand balance sheet may tighten, either through stronger than expected export demand. Everybody's kind of keeping their eye on Argentina right now. It's been dry. The forecast is for dry. And if we would have dryness in Argentina, you could definitely ding up their corn crop pretty easy, their bean crop pretty easy, and all of a sudden the supply-demand fundamentals maybe begin to become a little more positive, the corn and soybean market, as we go through the South American growing season.
About a minute and a half. Ever since Stats Canada came out with their surprisingly large numbers, the wheat market has just been beaten up.
Yeah,
and continues to look for a bottom.
Well, and it's going to have a hard time finding one. I think it's probably has had a pretty good blowout to the bottom here going into the end of the year. My guess is that maybe wheat could find some seasonal strength during January and February when we have the coldest part of the winter months. Because the market always seems to want to worry about winter freeze, the type conditions. So that's about the only thing left here to probably try to give the wheat market at least a seasonal boost as we go through the winter months here.
And another just sort of a question about charting in December and trying to understand charts in December, about 40 seconds or so. How much stock do you put on December action when you look at a bigger picture?
Well, not any more than any other month. I mean, December does have a lot of twists and turns in it because we have a lot of year-end position squaring, and that maybe tweaks the chart in maybe different directions than maybe what it normally would be, because a lot it's done for tax purposes. You know, it's not only the end of the year, it's the end of the quarter or the end of the month. And you got to keep in mind that Chicago is commission driven, and I mean, part of the whole CEM group is to make money through commissions, and that's getting in and out of the market. So when we get into these end of the month, end of the year, end of the quarter, you'll get into these funds wanting to, you know, have their quarterly reports or yearly reports and all that. So you do get into a lot of commission churning a little bit as you get toward the end of the year, and that kind of alters maybe the December price pattern a little bit.
Thank you, Dan.
Very well.
Dan Zwicker of CGB Enterprises. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana.